Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I, of course, am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And we watched The Goonies.
We did.
This was recommended to us by Big Daddy.
Yes, I understand that.
Yeah, seconded by Kurt.
Okay.
Who was like, this is my favorite movie.
I can understand that.
It's rated PG. It's from 1985. It was a solid hour and 54 minutes long, directed by Richard Donner.
Yes.
And it was written by Chris Columbus and Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Heavy hitters of my childhood.
Absolutely. I mean, heavy hitters from a whole lot of people's childhoods.
Yeah. It got 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw that.
62 on Metascore.
I saw that, too.
And 7.7 out of 10 on IMDb, which I feel is right about where it should be.
Yes. Yes. It was aimed at that particular group, and they got what they wanted.
Yeah. The plot of the movie is that a group of young misfits discover an ancient map and set out on an adventure to find a legendary pirate's long-lost treasure. The movie stars a lot of kids that went on to do big things.
Yes.
Sean Astin.
Uh-huh.
Josh Brolin.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Cohen. Corey Feldman. Harry Green. Martha Plimpton. Hee-Hui Kwan.
He's also known as Jonathan Kwan.
Yeah. But I looked at people saying his name and I don't know. I hope that's somewhere near correct. He's won an Oscar, for Christ's sake.
Yes. Yes.
Robert Davi,
mm-hmm.
or Davi, whatever, Joe Pantoliano, and Anne Ramsey.
Yep.
It was
and a lot of moms and dads.
A lot of moms and dads.
And just people who were there, who happened to be there.
Right.
I thought that was fun.
What do you got? What do you want to go into first?
Well, I had one little tidbit that I thought was quite interesting when I was looking at the trivia.
Okay.
You know how people take stuff from the set of a movie. They, you know, Judy Garland's red slippers and, you know, her dress and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sean Astin took the pirate's map.
Right. Right, right. I had written that down,
and
too.
That just happened to us, looking for the dollar. he had it on a pile of stuff. His mom, Patty Duke, saw the pile of stuff and threw it away, which is what any mother would do.
Absolutely.
I told you to clean this room. Why didn't you clean this room? She went and cleaned the room, threw the pirate map away.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty funny, but nobody wanted the boat.
Nobody wanted the boat.
Because
that boat was cool as hell.
Really? But it was a full-size boat.
Yeah.
It was a full-size boat. So they destroyed it.
Yeah, it was scrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, that was... Of the trivia I wrote down, I thought that was kind of the most ordinary thing that happened.
Yeah. I wrote down that the film was mostly shot in sequence.
Yes.
Which isn't really how movies are shot.
Correct.
And that total production took 5 months.
Right.
That's a long time.
Well, I think so. But in that, it's the first part of it was, first part of that was all of the major filming. What did I wrote down something about that. Now, do I think I can find it? No. So that's, I think, kind of interesting how they did do it. Let's see. The director, Richard Donner.
Uh-huh.
This was his first big success in movies.
Oh, cool.
Before that, he did TV.
Okay.
Lots of TV stuff you would even recognize. Rifleman, Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Okay.
Banana Splits.
I know the Banana Splits.
Yep. And a lot more that I didn't write down. His first movie, his very, very first directing job was in 1961. It was a low-budget movie called X-15. I did not look it up because it wasn't a very successful movie. But then this breakthrough came, or his big breakthrough came in 1976 when he did The Omen.
Okay.
Yep. So he's considered one of the first New Hollywood era directors that were really financially successful. And the new era was more of the directors really were taking over the production of the movie. You know how we've talked about movies, how this or that studio stepped in and said, you got to do this, you got to do that. We want this, we want that.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is one of the first guys who didn't do that. He pretty much was in charge of this movie.
He made the movie he yeah. wanted to make. Okay.
Yes. And it was less studio-driven stuff.
Okay.
He died of heart failure in 2021.
Oh.
He was born in the Bronx, a Russian Jew. After high school, he went into the Navy. And then when he came back, he went to New York University. But then he decided that he wanted to be an actor. So he adopted the name, this name, Donner, and took off to be an actor.
Huh, okay.
I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, you know, be your own man.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I did, on some horror thing that I watched, he said that when casting Damien in The Omen, he had, you know, auditioned a whole bunch of kids.
Uh-huh.
And the kid that won the role had come to the audition, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but somehow the kid got close enough to Richard Donner to kick him in the crotch.
He kicked Richard Donner in the crotch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Richard Donner's like, this is the kid.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know, you do a lot of stuff to get in a movie, I guess. I guess. I don't know. Oh, the dead FBI agent in the freezer?
Yeah.
Was stuntman Ted Grossman.
Okay. That means nothing to me, but okay.
Yeah, well, speaking of moms and dads.
And just random dead guys?
People who were there, happened to be there while they were filming, got parts. So, Ted got a part.
Okay.
He was the dead guy.
Sure.
I find stuff like that very interesting. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
If you're baking a cake and you don't have any flour, you got to do something.
Right.
Yeah, boy, we're out of touch, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, we're out of touch because Mom decided to retire. I'm retired now.
Yeah.
I had a really horrible last month at my job, which really encouraged me to be happy about retiring. And so that's why we haven't talked in so long.
Yeah.
And I just feel like really out of touch today.
Yeah, out of sorts.
Yeah, we don't seem to be in sequence and
right
in step with each other.
Right.
I'm talking, you're talking, you know, here I jumped over to the director, but then I added some trivia. What's going on with me?
That's right.
Yeah, we'll get back in order because now that Mom's retired, we're going to do a movie every other week from now on.
Yeah, we're going to get into a real pattern.
Yeah, because, you know, since we haven't had a show out, our stats have kind of fallen down.
Yeah.
A little, and we don't want that.
Yeah, we've definitely petered out a little bit.
We've got those two dedicated fans. we don't want to disappoint them.
Right.
You know, and hopefully we'll get more now that we're serious about this. We've been playing for a year.
Yeah, so. It's been 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, we've been doing this for 2 years.
Holy cow. Okay, maybe now we'll have three dedicated fans.
Well, when you were in the bathroom, I checked our TikTok, because we have been putting a TikTok up for each movie that we watch.
Which I think is a blast.
We've had 327 hits on the Goonies one.
My
I
God,
know.
that's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh man. So you are watching. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, we have 9 new followers
Nine.
on the TikTok machine.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you, everybody. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Our Blues Brothers TikTok had 809 views.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That it was. Yeah, today has really felt all just kind of pieced together like wrong.
Yeah.
But we'll get back into stuff.
Yes, we will. Yes,
We'll
we will.
figure back out.
Yeah, I did enjoy the movie.
Good, I'm glad.
This is not something I would have picked for myself.
No, and it's not one of those movies that I think I've ever seen from the beginning.
Oh.
I have only ever seen it when the kids are in the cave.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's every time Justin has it on, I
That's
walk in
when you walk in.
when they're in the cave, when they get to the pirate ship, when they're at the wishing well. Yeah, it's the end of the movie.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
Yeah. So the police chase in the very beginning, all new to me.
Yes. I didn't know where that was going. I had forgotten that I had read that there was a mob group in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I did not understand where that was going. And then, oh, okay, because I, you know, even though I try not to look at the movies talking about it, stuff like that. Sometimes you just see stuff and, you know, it's in there, but I did not expect a car chase.
No, that was pretty cool.
Yes, it was.
And a manual Jeep.
Yes.
You don't see those very
Well,
often.
it's perfect. I bet you could go downtown right now and see a bunch of them. Today is
Jeep Fest.
Jeep Fest begins at 10 a.m. The parade started.
Well, it looks like I'm staying out of downtown today.
I'm staying out of there is a lot going on in Toledo today.
Really?
Yes. I can't believe that anybody would plan anything for the weekend of Jeep Fest. But there's a bunch of stuff going on.
Huh.
So if you're interested in getting out and about, look online. You can go to 13 ABC and find all kinds of stuff.
Well, this isn't going out in real time, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, forget about that. Done that before, haven't I?
It's okay.
Set people out on a project and then, oh, wait a minute. This is 2 weeks later.
A wild goose chase. It's okay.
Okay. Well, I hope Jeep Fest goes well. Yeah, Jeep Fest went real well.
Does.
Oh, yes. People here in Toledo love their Jeeps.
Yeah.
That's where they originated. A lot of us originated in Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me.
Me too. So, yeah, that's why they had the Jeep in the movie, just for us.
Yeah. The movie took place in Astoria, Oregon. In 2010, on June 7th, it was declared officially the Goonies Day
Yes.
by the then mayor.
I read that.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep. June 17th is Goonies Day.
June 17th? Did I miss a number?
Ah,
Ah, who the
I
heck
have
cares?
17.
I have seven.
And Chunk wanted this part so bad, he came to the set with chicken pox.
I saw that. I saw
And
that.
it said in here that you could see his chicken pox. I did not notice them.
I didn't either. I was kind of looking for him.
Yeah, he was lucky he didn't have them on his face.
Yeah.
Holy cow, poor Alexis.
No,
Wow. Yeah, chicken pox were not fun at our house.
can't
Yep.
imagine they were fun at most kids' houses.
Oh no, No. At the heart of this movie, it's about friendship, loyalty, and adventure,
Yeah.
and how kids will congregate to do just that. And I thought, well, I love that, but do they do that now?
I don't think so.
I don't
I think
either.
that's kind of a bygone thing.
Yeah.
Just because you can't go outside of your house anymore without something bad happening to you.
My gosh, yes. Ugh. It's awful. And the map, we already talked about the map, and it was handmade, of course.
Okay.
Let's see. It was production designer J. Michael Riva, Riva, Riva,
Sure.
is the one that produced it, and he stained the paper with coffee, of course.
Okay.
You know, because you can get a real good, especially
Yeah,
that looked like
patina.
good parchment type paper. Fun. And he went around looking for red paint, could find no red paint anywhere in the building. So he cut his finger and he added his own blood to it. I thought, what a neat idea. Sure, of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Josh Brolin's debut movie.
Okay.
And he went on to make a real name for
Yeah.
himself,
Big movies.
as did most of the kids. You know, most of the kids are still, you know, pretty famous, pretty
Yeah.
working actors, I guess would be the word.
Jeff Cohen isn't. He went on to go into entertainment law.
Yep, but he's still in the business, kind of.
Yeah, when he Shui Kwan was negotiating for that Everything Everywhere All at Once, Jeff Cohen was his lawyer.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh
Yeah.
my gosh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And Martha Plimpton, now I recognize the name and I recognize the girl. Has she gone on to do a lot of stuff, or what is she really famous for? Not just being an actress, is it?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so. She's just got one of those faces, like Amanda Plummer. Like she's just one of those kind of background faces that you recognize.
Yeah. She's always the friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that I've seen her in stuff, but what have I seen her in? I don't know.
Probably lots of stuff.
I didn't look her up, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. Most, like we said, most of the film was shot there in Astoria, but the caves and the pirate ship stuff were on the sound stage in
Oh, okay.
California.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, they could really control it and the kids wouldn't get hurt, you know.
Right.
Those caves, you know, when you go into caves, you can get killed.
Yeah.
That's really dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's that most of that part was done on a sound stage.
One-Eyed Willie's skull was actually made of real bone.
Oh man, are you kidding?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh.
But the rest of the skeletons were plastic.
But they were done well. I
Yeah.
didn't notice that they didn't look like bone. John Matusak, 6'7" Oakland Raider.
The guy that played Sloth.
He spent 5 hours each day in makeup.
Ugh.
Can you imagine how agonizing that would be for him and the makeup artist
Yeah, practical makeup in the 80s.
to get that kind of look every day?
Ugh.
Wow. I think I would have insisted on that being done immediately.
It
Yeah, one time.
just do it and see if I can live with it for a couple days and
Right.
then we'll figure it
Right.
out. Robert Davi is a trained opera singer,
Yes.
and it was his idea to do all the singing
Just
to
start
Sloth.
singing. Yep. But, you know, how many times have you been going around and then all of a sudden you break out in song? I do that a lot.
Okay. Do you live in a musical?
Yes, I do.
Sure.
You get those little earworms and then you can't get them out, and that's all you're singing that the whole day? Yeah.
Oh, well, now we have our phones and we don't have to listen to earworms. We can just find something else to listen
Oh.
to.
And the Superman shirt he was wearing
Yeah.
was kind of an homage to Donner for directing the 78 Superman.
Oh, okay.
That's it was kind of an homage. I thought that was kind of neat when he ripped off his shirt and it said Superman. I think if I hadn't read that yesterday,
Noticed it.
I wouldn't have put it together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
The kids weren't allowed to see the pirate ship before shooting,
Right.
and the scene, the take was kind of blown by Josh Brolin because when they unveiled the ship, it was he yelled out, "Holy shit!"
Right. Oh, right. I did read that.
They had to reshoot
Right.
it.
But there were a lot of cuss words. Did you notice that?
Shit and bullshit were uttered 19 times, and that doesn't count the time that Data spells it out.
Yes, because he had promised his mom he wouldn't use profanity.
Yeah.
So he just spelled it. I thought that, good boy, that was nice of him to respect his mom. S-H-I-T.
Yeah.
And the bats that flew out?
Yeah, I just saw that in my notes. They were crepe paper.
Yep, and bow ties.
Oh.
I wonder how they did that. Did they put it like in an air gun and shoot them out like that?
They were shot out of an air cannon. That's what my notes said.
I didn't read much further than that. And I thought, oh my gosh.
That's so funny. But you could tell the ones that were in their faces were just the rubber Halloween bat.
Yes. But that's okay. It perfectly fit the movie. It did.
Yeah.
And it's odd that they got away with all that profanity and got a straight PG, no, G movie?
It was PG.
PG, straight PG movie.
That's that weird part of the 80s mm-hmm. when you could do stuff like that.
Right, it was just before everybody couldn't say shit.
16 Candles has an F word and a naked girl in it, and it's still rated PG.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. And I looked hard for this because I'd read this. R2-D2 is on the deck of the pirate ship.
I didn't see that.
I looked really hard for it when I saw the ship sailing, but I couldn't see that there was anybody on there.
Hmm.
You know, if I had seen anything, it might have looked just like a skeleton or something.
Yeah. More than 900,000 gallons of water was used in that movie.
Holy cow.
That's a lot of water.
Wow. Well, everywhere the kids went, it was water.
Right. When Chunk breaks the water cooler at the Fratelli's hideout.
Yes.
He's like, I got it. I don't got it. Right. That's a nod to High Anxiety.
Yes, you said that. I did not even connect it. I thought, oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite movies.
That's why I wrote that down. Fratelli in Italian means brother.
Oh, okay. Poor Sloth, he's the brother that got pretty badly beat up by his mother, apparently.
Yeah.
Dropped on his head a few times, maybe.
Baby's heads are so soft.
Yes.
That's not right. Michael Jackson had once visited the set.
Why?
And during shooting, the director had sent the kids to a Jackson's tour in California.
Wow.
A tour show.
Nice.
Yeah. When they were all playing together, like the Victory Tour or something.
Cool. And when at the very end, when he was talking about the squid,
uh-huh.
There was a whole squid series set in there. A giant squid that grabbed the kids and stuff. But it was all cut out.
Oh.
Except for that giant squid comment.
At the end?
At the very end.
Oh, okay.
And Goonies Never Say Die.
Goonies Never Say Die.
That's the most famous line of the film.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's on my shirt.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I commented about it. I just have rewards money.
Yeah.
Money, money, money.
One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah. This was a total find. My shirt was a total find. We walked into our Big Lots store, which we love.
Yeah.
And there it was. It was like, we passed it the first time.
Yeah.
And then we walked back and it was like staring right in front of us. So.
And it was just like, we have to buy this.
Absolutely. Because you always have a film shirt on. And I never do.
Yeah.
Darn. So I'm going to start paying attention. Although I have really liked our costumes. That's been real fun. That has been really real fun.
Yeah. And, you know, what we had dressed up as, you know, little kids.
Yeah. That's what we are, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I think so. Kid. Yeah.
I don't have a lot of trivia left.
Me either.
Corey Haim had auditioned for the role of Mouth
Okay.
And this is before the Corys were a thing. They
Oh.
hadn't worked together yet. They hadn't really met. They didn't work together until like 1987 on The Lost Boys.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that Heather Langenkamp auditioned for the role of Andy, and she did a good job. They loved her audition, but she was 20 years old at the time, and they thought that she was too old to play a 17-year-old girl.
Oh.
And Heather Langenkamp is Nancy from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who played a high school girl all throughout the 80s?
Yes. But then, those kids were younger, and maybe she would have, against those kids, maybe she would have looked a little different.
Well, that's what like makeup is for.
Well, yes. I
But
don't
yeah, the oldest kid in the bunch was Josh Brolin, and he
Yeah.
was 18.
Right.
It said that his mom in the movie was only 15 years older than him.
It did?
Yeah, I saw that in the trivia.
I missed that.
Yeah, that the woman that played his mother was only 15 years older than him.
Was she just somebody off of the street? She
Don't know.
somebody in the production cast? I didn't look that up.
I didn't either.
I just kind of looked up the ones I thought were interesting. How about the budget? Did you get much on the
Oh,
budget?
I did.
About 19 million?
What did I? Oh, I just shut my notes.
Oh no, we're not ready to shut our notes
And
yet.
I can't believe I forgot the budget stuff. Yeah, I got about 19 million, and worldwide gross was about 64.5 million.
Yeah, I had box office as 125, but that I also have the worldwide gross is 65.
Okay.
So I wonder what that 125 million is. I don't know. So it kind of made a little bit of money.
Yeah.
I think, and but I don't understand why it cost 19 million to make.
We had made
Well,
the pirate ship.
they had to build that whole big boat, yeah. And let's face it, those kids are all were all pretty famous at that time.
I mean, yeah.
They were all working actors.
Yeah.
So, that's they probably all were, hopefully they were paid well.
I mean, it was the 80s. I'm sure it was probably closer to scale than anything,
Yeah.
but.
Yeah. And then there was I read about a lot of stuff about Goonies 2
Oh,
and
okay.
when and why and where and what.
Okay.
And Kwan said he's read several scripts for it, but nothing has ever matched the first one, he said. And the fact that Donner has died,
Yeah.
he felt that it wouldn't work without him.
Yeah, and just, what situation could these old men be into? They're 50-year-old men.
Right. Well, now, yeah, right. What, that, but we've talked about that many times. Some, why ruin the first one when it's fine?
Right. And again, it's one of those things where I feel like if they were going to make a sequel, they needed to do it 1986, 1987
Right. Pretty
the
quick.
latest.
Right.
Because if you don't strike while the iron's hot, it doesn't stay hot.
Right. And
And I feel like those movies that are made so far out of time just suck. They're just terrible.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Plus the fact that I hate ons and ons and ons. What more could these kids do? Go to high school, then college and be reasonable adults? What
Yeah, what hijinks could they have gotten into?
Right. And you can only find treasure one time in your life.
Right.
You cannot go on to find treasure again and again and again.
Right.
So, I think that's my own opinion. But Kwan went on to make how many Indiana Jones movies?
Just the one. He was
He
short
wasn't in
round.
that second one?
Nope. He
Oh.
it was the second one, Temple of Doom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was just in that one.
All right. He kind of played the same part.
A sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I liked him. I like them all. You know, even the Corys. Good Lord.
In his purple rain shirt.
Yeah.
Brushing his hair.
Yes.
Just with that giant brush.
I know. Where did he keep that giant brush?
I don't there know.
There was in his hand, combing his hair. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And just like any kids together, they were all picking at each other the whole time.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and you could tell that there was tension in the people, but I think it worked perfectly.
Yeah, that seemed like a group of kids that were thick as thieves. You know what I
mean?
Yes,
yes.
Sometimes you see a group of people in a movie and it's just like these people don't know each other.
Nope.
But the kids seemed like they were very familiar with each other. Yep. They were comfortable with each other.
Yes.
And that's nice to see.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think that made the movie more fun.
Absolutely. Just the fact that though you really were feeling, I really felt like those kids were on an adventure.
Yeah.
That they were gonna find something. I'd never really suspected they would find anything of value, you know.
Uh-huh.
I figured they'd find something, but not what they did. Not enough to save them.
I read, and I didn't write it down, the Lou Gehrig baseball card in mint condition would have been worth a small fortune.
Yes.
In and of itself.
Right. And it was the wrong time. The Pirates time and then the Adventurers time
mm-hmm.
wasn't the right time for that Lou Gehrig card. So I think that was put there as a red herring.
Oh, okay.
You know, just to make everybody, what's that?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Because
I just thought it was there to date Chester Copperpot.
Nope. No, according to the trivia stuff, that was the 30s or 40s.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
But the baseball card was not.
Okay.
And I thought that maybe had something to do with the football player. You know, Matusak. Was it maybe football and baseball or something? I think everybody can put their own story into that.
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know, that was that.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed our pizza.
Yeah. Oh, the pizza was delicious.
Well, as you have got to know, Alexis and I love to eat.
Yeah.
And we have made some pretty interesting meals. And French bread pizza is one of my faves.
Yeah. And I just, the last few times we've had pizza, I've just had to choke it down because I'm just kind of fucking sick of pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to have pizza to go with this movie, I was just like, do you want to do French bread?
Yeah. And it tasted pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it tasted really good. It tasted like more. I wanted to go get more.
You said that, and then you didn't go back.
No.
Well, when Justin comes home, you can have some.
He was just like, don't worry about making me pizza. And I was just like, okay.
Oh, he's tired of it too?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, you know, speaking of Big Daddy, I visited Blythe in Tennessee last week. And as we were driving around town, we passed Big Daddy's tattoos and piercings. And every time I wanted to get a picture of it, but every time we drove by it, I'm looking at the picture, smiling and thinking, oh, Big Daddy. And then I didn't get the picture of it. And I thought, I'm not going to pull up in their driveway and take a picture of their sign. That would be too weird. Although I did want to because there was a bail bond place.
Like right next door?
No. Well, down the street.
Okay.
That had a drive-up window.
Oh. Boy.
What?
For the criminal on the run.
I guess. If you're in a big hurry, you could drive up to the window.
Yeah.
That was too funny. That was an interesting town.
Uh-huh.
They had several bail bonds places.
Okay. Well, we do here in town, downtown.
Yeah. Lots of pawn shops.
We do here, too.
Because Fort Campbell, the Army base, is, you know, basically in town.
Okay.
It's in Kentucky, but it's like in town.
Right.
So, but good Lord, there was a pawn shop on every corner.
Oh, wow.
Just every corner.
So you didn't see a whole lot different from here.
No, uh-uh, no. Except for the fact that every road we were on was 5 lanes wide, 2 in each direction, and a turn lane. And the speed limit was 45 miles an hour.
Oh.
Or 35 miles an hour. And I thought, why did they build these huge, huge, expansive roads and not let you drive on them?
Yeah.
Oh, traffic in Tennessee was outrageous, Alexis.
Oh.
Outrageous.
I couldn't even imagine.
And they live less than 45 minutes west of Nashville.
Nashville.
So apparently their town is just a suburb.
Oh, okay.
People drive into Nashville from there to go to work every day.
Okay.
And OMG, the traffic.
Ooh.
The traffic.
Yeah.
The day we went on Saturday to, we went to Alabama to see that Buc-ee's.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bet you it took us a solid 3 hours to get there.
Oh.
Because on the highway, 35 miles an hour.
Why?
40 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh.
You come flying into the, and boom, there's this traffic jam. The cars. But it was a beautiful little city.
Yeah.
Beautiful big city.
Well, that's nice.
Yep. Lots of growth. Their townhouse is beautiful. I wouldn't call it a townhouse. I'd call it a row house.
Right.
Because it was just a whole row of houses stuck together. But they were, it was beautiful.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yep. And that Buc-ee's, I cannot wait to go back to a Buc-ee's again. Oh, my goodness. Buc-ee's, I love you. Come to Ohio, please. Wow.
Yeah, they have a little bit of everything, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. It's not a truck stop. I thought it was a truck stop.
Uh-huh.
It is not a truck stop. They don't even allow trucks there.
Okay.
They, hot food everywhere. They had a bakery. You could buy any kind of bakery item there. They had all kind of Mexican food.
Wow.
Burritos, tacos. Oh my goodness. Aaron went for the beef. What's that? The brisket. Brisket.
Oh, okay.
He brought brisket and pulled pork home. OMG, they have every kind of fountain drink you could ever possibly want.
Well, that's cool.
They had a wall of fountain drinks. Oh my goodness. Oh my. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
They have a person in the ladies' room. Well, I imagine in the men's room too, telling you where to go so that when a door opened, you could go right into it. A line out onto the floor, but somebody was directing the traffic. So if you didn't get right into a toilet, it's your own damn fault because you weren't looking around.
I don't need a direction handler in the bathroom.
Well, yes, you do when there's 300 people waiting to go pee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you do. Oh, my God. It was elbow to asshole. I'll tell you what. But, wow, did we have a good time.
Well, that's fun.
You'll have to get in a car and go with us to one.
No, I don't think so.
I know.
That's just too long to be in a car.
Just about 7 hours. It's not that long.
I had a rough enough time just being here.
Oh, my God, yes.
The day before Mom left, there was a huge storm blew through town, and it knocked power out to West Toledo. My house was out for 2 full days. And Mom's house, where I was staying, had been out for 3.
Yeah.
And it was hot, and it was miserable, and it was not an experience I want to go through ever
again.
It's just, if like The Walking Dead happened right now, like I would just kill myself.
Yeah. Because that would have been the same thing that happened then.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah. I really even considered not going on my trip.
Oh.
Because it was so bad here.
It was terrible.
And to be without power for 3 days.
It was miserable.
Wow. Not prepared. We were not prepared.
No. No, and I... How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, I did go out yesterday and buy 2 little fans that you can run on your USB.
Yeah.
So I bought 2 little power packs to run each of the fans. And my phone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if one of those power packs could run your computer. But.
Well, it says it's good for 5 charges of the phone.
Yeah.
5 full charges.
I believe that.
I mean, it took 2 days to goddamn fill up.
Right. Right.
Christ's sake.
But, you know, was there even cable vision? We don't even know. No, we did not have cable at my house.
No.
Because we looked at the phone to see if.
If we had Wi-Fi.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't have.
No.
Uh-uh.
So even that was knocked out.
Yeah.
But when I was driving around the corner, a big old cottonwood had fallen on that little street that I go, when I go out to the light across Douglas Road.
Oh.
There was another huge tree fell out of the yard and had made a mess.
That's what Justin was like. I think a tornado ripped through our neighborhood.
Could be.
And he was just like, I had been out at a doctor's appointment. He was calling me and calling me and calling me. And I'm like, dude, you're stressing me out. Like, what the hell, man? And he's just like, if you're not on the road, stay in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I had just gotten home when it started to rain, but there was no power then.
No.
So.
No, the power went out right away.
Yeah.
He said.
Yes. Yes. So it was rough. The cat survived. All the cats are fine.
Yeah.
And I did go on my vacation.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, it was nice. I went to Louisville to see the Louisville Slugger Bat Factory.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was fun. It was fun to see that. Not that I'm a sports fan or anything, but how did they make bats? Well, I found out. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
And I did not know that... baseball players could choose their own type of wood.
Oh.
And their own weights and lengths of bats.
Really?
I guess maybe somewhere in my head I knew that, but I didn't.
Hmm.
And if they have a sponsorship with the baseball bat factory, they can sign their bats and have them put on the thing. If they don't have a contract with them, they just get their name printed on them like yours is.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty neat. And they have a whole wall where they have every single baseball team and the bats that this person or that person wants.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they have like blank bats ready for them.
Oh, neat.
They told us how much bats cost, and it was some outrageous number, but I do not recall it.
Oh, okay.
And most players have 6 to 8 bats a year. I'm thinking, why do you need 6 or 8 bats? But whatever. Different weights, different sizes.
You have a 5-pound rock being thrown at it at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and if they break, you got to have another bat to replace it right away.
Right.
Because sometimes they do break. You know, and that's the ash wood breaks is more prone to breaking than the others. But I thought it was very interesting and it smelled wonderful.
Oh, I bet.
It did.
All that fresh cut wood.
Yep. First thing I walked in, I thought, oh, this smells good. And I stayed away from the people because, you know, there were a lot of people with kids that were rushing to the front. I'm thinking, you know what? I don't need to see this first. I can see it last. I'll be okay with this.
Yeah.
And they had little videos and little stations, and you could see, we saw bats being made.
Oh, that's cool.
It goes in, it's all automated now. The thing goes in and it shaves it off and boom, it's out.
Huh.
Takes like 7 minutes or something. No. Yeah. 7 minutes to make a bat.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I thought it was very interesting. I have pictures of the big bat, and I brought little bats home for everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Speaking of Blythe, Blythe sent me a frosted Pepsi mug,
Yes.
glass to go with our movie today.
Yes, you can see it on our TikTok.
Yeah. And I put it on Facebook too
Oh,
with a picture of
nice.
my pizza.
Nice. There was a lot of product placement in this movie.
Yeah. The Domino's box, the pizza, or the
The
Pepsi.
Pepsi, yep. And I thought, wow, I don't remember any movie when I was a kid that had so much product placement in it.
I think that was an 80s thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, interesting.
But we don't drink Pepsi.
No, we don't drink Pepsi here. Sorry.
Like I was thinking about what I needed to shop for, and I was like, oh, I need to buy a bottle of Pepsi.
Ugh. Well, first off, I don't drink soda at all.
Right.
So, I'll bring you a bottle of Pepsi, and I'm thinking, oh, ew.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with that?
I'll drink it, but I won't enjoy
Oh,
it.
no, I don't like soda anymore at all.
Yeah.
At all. So I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
And he never drank Pepsi
But he
out of
was
his
drinking
glass.
strawberry milk.
Yep, he drank milk out of it all, whenever you saw him with that cup, it had milk in it. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, when he glues himself to the window for
Yeah.
the car chase.
Wouldn't, I would be afraid of the firing, the shooting, the gunplay. But, whatever.
You're a little kid. I think it's all different.
That's true.
And you're not thinking of your own mortality.
Nope. No, especially this group of kids. They go out, set off, and they had no sense of fear
No.
at all. But it was good. I did enjoy this movie.
Good, I'm glad. It's a cute movie. It's one that gets watched at my house a lot. We had set to watch it on Hulu because it had been on Hulu forever, and I went to turn it on and it was not on Hulu.
Ugh.
But thankfully it was on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
So we watched it for free on Amazon.
Nice. And that's what I said. I'm sure it's on one of these stations, and I started to look it up and you found it right away.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Yeah, we've done that before, worried about what movie was on where and when, and damn, we missed it. Yeah. So that's funny.
Yeah, we're always a day late and a dollar short.
My God, yes. Yes. I know, and that we didn't even talk about a next movie.
Haven't.
See, we're a dollar late again.
But we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Since we're going to get on a regular schedule,
Yes.
we gotta.
Maybe we should revisit our lists again
Yeah.
and see what I think there's still stuff on my list.
Okay.
We're going to do the Halloween movies
At Halloween.
in the Halloween.
Okay.
I mean there's lots of stuff that we can watch, and we'll revisit our because we're getting into another year. I'm sure there's more
Oh, the genre list is ever evolving.
Yes, absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
there won't be a shortage of stuff to
Oh,
watch.
not no, uh-uh. No. And you guys can help us out if you want us to watch something.
Yeah,
Let
just
us know.
drop us a line on our email. It's moviewithmymother@yahoo.com or on our Facebook group.
Yep.
Or if you know us in person,
Yeah.
say, hey, dummy, you should watch this.
You need to watch this. That's what we got from Val. You gotta watch a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
Yep. And okay, we did. And it was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's lots of stuff for us to watch.
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about finding something to watch. It's
No.
always been a matter of finding time to watch it, but now that's not a problem.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's weird to have retired from work.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it. What do I have to do?
I don't know.
Exactly. Maybe I'll come work with you.
No.
No. Yeah, whatever I do next, it will not be customer service.
No, customer service is the worst.
I'm so sick of people, I could scream. Holy cow. People come into stores and they lose their damn minds.
It's true.
They become unhuman.
Yeah.
And that's a sad, it's a sad day for me that I feel that way. But it's so true. I mean, why? Don't come and show me your ass. I don't care.
Right. I don't know. We're in a whole new era.
Oh, I know. I mean, this COVID has changed everything.
Yeah, it's just all jackassery now.
Yeah. That's yeah. Our... Yeah, and the people are just, oh. Oh, well.
Yep.
I'm not going to do anything customer facing anymore.
No.
I've done that for 50 years. I'm done.
Yeah.
I've had my fun.
Yep.
Now I want to work in a little office in the back and really not talk to anybody. I'd be okay with that.
That's how I like to run my day.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
Yep. Because I think about how many people I've talked to since I've been in retail. You know, minimum you see 100 people a day. And I talk to at least half of them. I've talked to a lot of people.
Ugh.
A lot of people. So I'm done talking to people.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
I just go out so I can pay for my cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All three of them are taking a nap right now.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Poor babies.
I'm getting some Lulu snuggles.
I can't usually believe that. Yeah. Even I did. She sat on the, by the window right here this whole time. And usually she's, you know, biting my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got an ear there? You don't need that. Yep, and she scared my little Ash away.
Oh, no, I think Ash is just...
No, he always comes and talks to me.
Well, I think he got his cookies and just went to bed.
Yeah, they probably had just eaten breakfast, too, hadn't they?
Well, and I had given the boys some cookies because I gave Luli some medicine. Luli's been kind of sicky.
Yeah.
So I had to convince her to eat medicine in a little squeeze treat.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah.
You give her a little treat and then squeeze the medicine in?
No, I squeeze the medicine. I squeeze the squeezy onto the plate and I get the capsule into the, I open the capsule into the squeezy and mix it up.
Oh, it's a big capsule?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no wonder you can't put it down her throat.
No.
Yikes. Oh, I did not realize that. Poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
And she has decided she only likes one flavor of the squeezy after I went and bought the mega pack of six flavors.
Oh, she'll come back. You know she will. She'll get tired of that flavor. I want something else.
She's making me crazy.
That's okay. That's because she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, what else? What else has happened lately that... Oh, we got a new thing set up to do our
TikToks. Yeah,
you'll have to tell us if it's better. I know when I saw that the last manager I had didn't want me doing resets. She didn't like the way I did my resets.
Okay,
so I would sneak around from behind her and do resets, and I found that, and it was like half price. The other one that was right there in that spot was much smaller.
Okay.
And this one was like half price. I thought, oh, I think we need this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And yeah. It was easy to set up.
Good. I think I thought it was bigger. But the light that's on it, there's a ring light on it and a microphone stand and the camera holder, the full reel holder.
Uh-huh.
So, and the picture, of course, looks like the ring light is gigantic.
Right.
So.
Right. But, and it's not very big, but it put out a lot of light.
I think it did. I can't wait to look at the TikTok. Usually I look at them before we start, but I did not today.
Uh-huh.
So, I can't wait to see it. If it you looks different.
Definitely tell the difference.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, good. So, yeah. So, gotcha. Gotcha, manager. Gotcha. Oh, well. But yeah, so we've got some new equipment. We got some new fun. We got some new ideas and time.
Yeah, got some time.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited about the whole thing.
Yeah. Expect to hear more out of us. I'll get whatever was last posted today.
Okay.
So that'll go out. I can't even remember what the last movie was.
Oh my gosh. I can't either. Isn't that terrible? We're both turning our pages back to the last movie we saw.
Oh, Blade.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh.
I'll get that out today.
So, yeah, fun things. And it's tax-free weekend here in Ohio.
Yeah, definitely.
Which if you're hearing this later, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and see if I can find some more of these books that I like that have a hardback on them. I just find them a little easier to write on.
Uh-huh.
Than the others.
Okay.
So if I can save, 6.75%, I'll do it.
Hell yeah.
Although it does mean I have to go to Myers or Target or.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
How exciting for you.
Maybe I won't be saving 6.75%. maybe I'll just go on home and have a nap.
I mean, that's kind of what I feel like doing.
Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Such things.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've said our piece on the Goonies.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm glad we watched it.
And I think we've said our piece on everything else.
Well, we like to do that.
Yeah.
We like to share our lives.
Right. And we're happy that Mom is retiring.
I'm happy too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it, but I did.
Yeah. You needed to.
Yeah, that was.
You were starting to lose your mind.
Yeah. And the sad part is I only worked at that job about 18 months.
Yeah.
18 months. And I was running screaming from there.
Yeah.
It's making me sick. Just awful. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm away.
Glad you're away.
Yeah.
I'm not away.
Not yet. You still got another 30 years to go.
Yeah. I'm so excited about that.
I know. It's the worst part of getting to retirement. It takes so fucking long.
Right.
All right, my love. A good movie. Good lunch.
Yeah. And we'll be back.
Yep.
We'll be back soon.
Yes.
Which is new for us.
I'm excited.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.